33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The biggest carbon crash ever recorded. That's how the BBC has characterized the steep drop-off in carbon emissions due to global lockdowns. As highways and airways clear of travelers, so does the environment clear of CO2, it appears. No doubt stay-at-home orders and canceled vacation plans have dealt quite the wallop to the energy industry. It's even got some oil companies committing to larger investments in renewable technology going forward, but not all companies are taking such a stance. Who is and who isn't may depend on which side of the Atlantic they're on. Joining us now is Ron Busso. He is a reporter covering oil and gas companies for Reuters. Ron, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks very much.
What kind of investments in green energy are we seeing from, let's begin with, European oil and gas companies? And has coronavirus really been a factor?
Well, we're seeing quite an increase in the commitments, at least, for investments in renewables and low-carbon technologies that has accelerated in recent months. And particularly in the wake of coronavirus, we also saw the European oil majors kind of recommit and reaffirm their commitment to their plans.
So it's what they already had in place, it sounds like, no?
Well, they had all of the European majors in recent months set out quite ambitious plans to reduce their carbon emissions by 2050 to net zero. Now, it's not exactly clear how they'll do it in many cases, and each company has its own definition. But it's pretty clear that all of these companies will have to reduce their dependence on oil and gas and increase their dependence on use of renewables in their portfolio. We still haven't seen big sums of money actually put into renewables. That's just beginning now. But what we have seen in recent weeks, and that's an interesting analysis that we did a few just last week, was that while oil and gas companies in Europe and in the United States cut back their spending really significantly by over 20%, mm-hmm. the Europeans kept their planned spendings on renewables and low-carbon technology relatively stable. So the share actually rose from their overall spending plans.
I see what you're saying. Meanwhile, you point out that companies across the pond, the likes of Exxon and Chevron, don't seem to have much interest in retooling their approach to renewables. What are you hearing from them?
Yes, it's very interesting hearing the commentary from the CEOs of Chevron and Exxon compared to the likes of BP and Shell in Europe. Chevron and Exxon have largely stuck to the traditional view that oil demand and gas demand will rise steadily into the 2040s and beyond, which kind of strengthens their case for investing in oil and gas. Whereas the Europeans, which have been a bit more cautious on demand, have now even more concerns about demand growth. And people like Bernard Looney of BP and Ben Van Beurden of Shell are now saying that, you know, what's called peak oil demand might actually be coming earlier than expected because of changes in consumption in the wake of the COVID-19 crisis, stuff where you mentioned earlier, less traveling, working from home, flights, etc.
You call this a widening rift. What's behind it? Is this a result of political pressure, political perspectives on each side of the Atlantic? What explains it?
To a certain degree, I think it's also the political and social discussion in the United States and in Europe has really grown apart in the last few years, whether it's around the Paris Climate Agreement, which, as we know, the Donald Trump's administration has distanced itself from, whereas the European are actually legislating more and more towards reaching that goal, such as in the UK legislation to reach 2050 net carbon zero. So the political climate in Europe is definitely gearing towards this transition, whereas in the US, we've seen strong support for the traditional oil and gas business, the shale in particular. And that's definitely in the background of this discussion and this rift between the two continents. An interesting point in the current events is that the expectation is that European governments and some Asian governments will have very big stimulus packages coming out of this crisis, and a lot of the stimulus will go towards renewable and green energy infrastructure, which the oil majors want to tap into.
Ron Busso covers oil and gas companies for Reuters. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Ron, thanks for talking with us.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.